Well, it's just gone 24 minutes past 8. Earlier on, we are unable to get hold of Dr. Mustafa Mehta, but now we've got him on the line for the Africa Report. Mustafa, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. How are you, Maulana?
Alhamdulillah, I'm good. And yourself?
I'm well, and yeah, I'm sorry for the delay.
No, it's fine. Tell us about the recently launched court case at the African Human Rights Courts.
Yes, this is a new development launched by my organization, the Media Review Network, and a lawyer in New York by the name of Cohen, and attorney advocate Nadim Mohammed, and others. They have approached the African Human Rights Court in the Gambia and launched a complaint about the acceptance of admittance of Israel into the African Union, when at the same time Israel is committing atrocities in the Palestinian occupied land. So there is a very strong case going on there, and I'm pretty sure that it will get us, you know, somewhere. And what I can say in a nutshell is that Israel's admittance into the African Union observer status is really standing on shaky ground. It is. And remember also the ministers of foreign affairs from Africa will also be meeting this coming month, October, to deliberate on that. And there is consensus amongst many African countries to that effect, Israel, must not be given that observer status. So let's wait and see.
Mm-hmm. Moving on to Mozambique, some political analysts are pointing to some possible problems arising within the SADC coalition in Mozambique. Tell us about that.
Yes. This is what political analysts are saying. And on the ground, yes, there is some. I must acknowledge that there is some progress that has been made by the SADC coalition in defeating the rebels, the so-called rebels, so far. But this is a projection. Some analysts are saying that there could be some problems arising, and remember there is still the issue of Rwanda. The issue of Rwanda is a big problem. It has not gone away, and it has been exacerbated by the issue of a Rwandan opposition leader who was based in Mozambique, who was killed a few weeks ago. He was assassinated, in a volley of bullets, just outside of Maputo. And that, again, has raised a lot of, problems. That, Rwanda is not in Mozambique to assist, like they say. Or there could be, there could be a certain, a second motive for them to be there, which could be going after some of its opposition leaders who are, in exile in Southern Africa, because they are scattered in Southern Africa, in Zimbabwe, Mozambique, Zambia, South Africa, and elsewhere. And Mr. Kagame has apparently that problem of fighting, you know, going after his opponents in foreign lands and killing them. You know, some he jails, some he kills. So really in the near future, I think this coalition could, you know, be in problems.
Then what's the latest on the Guinea coup?
Well, the latest on the Guinea coup is that Mamadi Doumbouya, the colonel who took over, you know, power in Guinea, doesn't know what he's doing. He doesn't know. Though he's trying to come up with a coalition, but it seems like he took power and he doesn't know what to do with power, you know. He doesn't know. And this has caused a lot of, you know, uncertainty in the politics of Guinea. Of course, a few days, you know, ago, he has been trying to rally, you know, the opposition and all the political parties, and promising them that no, we will hand over power to you and things like that. But the country as it is in a limbo, and we don't know where, you know, this will go on. Now, he hasn't mapped or given, you know, exactly what he wants to do, you know, a roadmap, at least to tell the people that, okay, we are going to be in this situation for this period, and then after that, then, you know, we will allow, you know, a return to democracy. He has not said that. And he keeps on, you know, procrastinating and just enjoying his popularity, you know, in certain circles. And that is not, you know, a proper politics.
Finally, then, what's the latest from Zambia? Post the elections.
Well, Zambia, Zambia seems to be moving in the right direction at the moment. After the elections, which were peaceful, we saw a peaceful handover of power, which is very commendable in Southern Africa. It's a score for us in Southern Africa that, you know, the power changed hands, you know, in a peaceful way. And President Hakainde Hichilema seems to be in control now. You know, he has come up with some of, you know, so far some of very good policies in terms of, you know, economic expenditures of the government, curbing there, you know, even himself. Recently, he traveled, you know, to New York Emirati, you know, plane, instead of, you know, if instead of taking his own, you know, jet, which he has said he's going to sell and return the money, you know, to the state. And he has also refused to move into State House. He's living in his house. So it points, you know, to a very good start, but let's see, because they normally change, you know, when they are in power and they've entrenched themselves, and now they really, you know, they normally change, and then you wonder how come. But he started, you know, very well. So we just, you know, urge them and, you know, the Zambian people to continue, you know, on that path, and really, you know, the country's economy might be salvaged. Well, Zambia was in very bad, you know, space.
Dr. Mustafa, as always, shukran for your time. Really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That was this week's Africa Report with Dr. Mustafa Mehta. Right, time now for the latest news headlines.